Shalom, everybody. The Gemara Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nin Nun Hey Amud Aleph. And we're going to learn Rav Kook's commentary. By the way, we skipped a Seif, just in case you're trying to figure out where Kavav went. We're doing Chapter Hey, Piska Kav Zayin. And Rav Kook, the Gemara reads as follows. Let's start with the Gemara. K'tiv Zaken bachur ubetula v'taf v'nashim te'argu l'mashchit. V'al kol ish asher alav hatav al tigashu. U'mimigdashi tachelu. And we saw last time in the Gemara, where it says that Hashem has this whole diyun, this conversation with the Midat Adin, with the Minister of Justice in the heavens, who wanted to kill all of Israel. And Hashem said, again, we're talking around the time of the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, and Hashem says, no, just destroy the evil, but keep the righteous. And the Midat, the minister of justice, says, why? The righteous should have rebuked the evil. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And Hashem said, well, they knew that the people wouldn't listen. To which the minister of justice in heaven said, well, you know that the people aren't going to listen. The righteous didn't know. And in the end, as if it were, Hashem was convinced to start out the whole generation anew. And last time we spoke about why there was a need for a flood, why there was a need for destruction of the first and second Beit HaMikdash, what's called reset. And I don't want to get into the question, we were too close, and it's too difficult, too painful to deal with the Holocaust. But Rav Tzvi Yehuda did call the Shoah a get kritut ima galut. It was like Am Yisrael gave a bill of divorce to the galut, and we just can't be there anymore. And so that is sort of playing in the background here also. Remember, Rav Kook is writing this part of Enaya towards the end of his life, where he doesn't see the Shoah, but he's writing it around 1933, 34, 35, where Hitler, Yimach Shemo, has already risen to power. And it seems, Rav Chafetz Chaim, by the way, in 32, already also spoke about how it seems like this is the end of European Jewry. Ubahar Tzion Tia Pleita Vaya Kodesh.
Also in the Shofarot. Mamar Shofarot.
Right, in the Mamar, the Shofarot that we learned. Yafeh. Right. Right, that is the Behemat Tmeya. Right. That even a non-kosher shofar, if it's blown to get us to come to the land of Israel, so it's good. Anyway, getting back to this Gemara, so the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, at first, don't touch the people who have the sign on their head that they're tzaddikim. But right away it says, Umigdashi tachelu, and begin the destruction with my holy. Uchtiv, not only that, it says, Vayachelu banashim azkenim asher lifnei abayit. That, as if it were the angel of death, starts out striking the righteous. In other words, God did accept the minister of justice's idea to push reset and to undo, to do away with also the righteous as well as the evil, that we need a new start. That's what we spoke about last time. And today Rav Kook is going to deal with another aspect. Tani Rabbi Yosef, Al tikri mimikdashi, ela mimikudashi. That he learns out from the Pasuk, don't start the punishment or the erasing from my temple, but through my holy people. Elu bnei Adam shekimu kol haTorah kula mi'alef ad tav. These are the people who have the tav, the sign on their head. And Chazal are saying this midrashic extrapolation that these righteous people, the zkenim, these elders, they observe the entire Torah. So why should we start with them? Let's start with the evil people. Right? And there are basically three questions that are difficult here that Rav Kook is going to deal with. Number one, today he's going to suggest another reason why the righteous or the elders have to be wiped out together with the evil. That's issue number one. Why do the righteous have to suffer? Number two, why are the righteous here called the Zekenim? Now, we all know that the term the elders is used interchangeably with the wise people, with the rabbis. Rav Kook is going to deduce that there is a problem with the elders. And we need, what's the opposite of elders?
Youth.
Youth, young rabbis, young leadership. And
new blood.
And the third difficulty here is that the Gemara stresses that these elders, the righteous people, they fulfilled the entire Torah. Kola Torah kula mi alef ad taf. You can't get better than that. Mm-hmm. How does that fit in here with what is going on? So Rav Kook explains as follows. Hador HaChadash. Again, last time we spoke about how Hashem wants to do a reset. He wants to start a new generation, just like after the flood, after the Meraglim. And we saw last time the Ibn Ezra and the Rambam in the Guide for the Perplexed. He writes about how the generation who grew up in slavery, they could not fight the Egyptians. Right? If you do figure it out, there are 600,000 army-aged men against 600 Merkavot, 600 chariots. You know, we could have stormed them. But the Ibn Ezra explains, if you grew up in a galut mentality, with that slave mentality, you can't stand up against your former master. That's problem number one. Issue number two, the Rambam brings that, but he also adds another point, that it's well known, he writes, that when you go camping out in nature, and you rough it a little, you know, without running water, without showers, and, you know, making bonfires and sleeping out in nature, that toughens a person up. And that gevura, says the Rambam, is a necessary trait to be a good Jew, and for sure a necessary trait to conquer the land of Israel. So these are two aspects that we saw last time. So now we're dealing on that issue. Okay, so we need a new generation. Hadora Chadash, this new generation, She'alav Yesh HaTikva, that through them we have the hope. Rav Kook knew very well the Zionist national anthem of HaTikva. And without a doubt, he is corresponding with that here, with the young generation of Chalutzim. By the way, remember that just about all of the pioneers were between age 17 and 24. Even 30-year-olds were considered old in those days, because you could, you know, leave Europe and, you know, and dare to fight the Arabs and the marauders and malaria. And right, these were all really young people. And so this young generation, who is the hope of the future? She'acharei tarat ha-sigim shel hador ha-mushchat. After purifying the sigim, what is that called in...
impurities.
Yeah, impurities, but in gold, literally, it's when you heat up gold, you do it to try to refine it, to take off the...
Dross is the word. Dross.
D-R-O-S-S. Sounds familiar. Okay. Okay. Yavo beruach chadash v'lev chadash. That new generation, by the way, the key word for tonight is chadash and chayim. Full of life and rejuvenation. So this new generation, which has a new heart and has a new spirit, hinei efshar sheyeh kocho ma'asi dal v'katan. They may be less talented than the previous generation, maybe less spiritual, maybe less knowledgeable. All right, they're young, they're new. By definition, they are not on the same level, for sure not like the tzaddikim, the righteous of the previous generation. But the main thing here is that we have a new slate. And also remember, parenthetically, that the geula, the redemption, is the greatest overhaul, the greatest revolution that is going to be in world history. And it's definitely, as we learned in the past, is going to be carried out by young people who have a new slate. And that's who we're addressing here. Avon minuke, even though they may not be on such a high level, this new generation, avon minuke v'tahor misigim rabim, sharisha haruka hishpia ala nefashot. Remember, the hope here in Yechezkel is to get rid of the old generation and to already rebuild the new Beit HaMikdash within a couple of years. Or, after the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, again, wipe the new slate, start out even a couple years later. That's what Rabbi Akiva and the Bar Kochva Rebellion, they tried 52 years after the second destruction to push that restart with a new generation of 24,000 young yeshiva students. V'adrachato tzricha tiye liyot lefi erko. Rav Kook is stressing, chanoch lina'ar al pi darko. Shlomo HaMelech says you have to educate someone according to who he is. I've mentioned in the past that Baruch Hashem, we have 7 children, and we sent them to 6 different yeshiva high schools. Because the idea of chinuch is it has to fit like a glove. It has to be suitable. And Baruch Hashem, today in Eretz Yisrael, when we have hundreds of yeshiva high schools for boys and for girls, parents have to work a little harder to look to make sure, don't just send the second, because that's where I sent the first. And it was good for the first, so I'll send the second. People are not, they don't fit into molds, right? Every child is different and unique. Every generation is unique. So the new generation has to be educated according to where they are at. As Chazal say in the Drasha, even regarding Yishmael, Banar Asher Husham, right? Deal with the youth where they are. Okay, so this new generation, they are at a different place than the previous generation. Biruach kadosh v'tahor, shel hatchala tehora. Rav Kook is stressing they have a new beginning. They are pure. Children are born pure.
Clean slate.
A clean slate, as we were alert together in that piskah that I alluded to in Mamare Riyah, where Rav Kook talks about the chinuch at the beginning of the yeshiva in Rehovot, he says that children are, their neshama is godly. It's fresh from the oven. It is unadulterated. Right? Dafka in English, it's exactly it. It's godly. So let's give them that good start. And Rav Kook is going to say, so they need a new type of teacher, a new type of rabbanim, a new type of yeshivot, a new type of mechanchim. Nishevet mimakor ha-Torah v'yirat Hashem. Now, obviously, it has to yonek, it has to nurse from the sources, from the roots of the Torah and Yirat Hashem, shehi tuchal lechaber et hador im manhigav beofen ha-ra'ui le'ilui le'gidul le'dorot yavo. Their leadership has to connect with the new type of youth. And the main idea here, and this is also true regarding parents, we have, for example, and that's very common in the yeshuvim today, if you have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of children, there's a good chance you might have 20 years gap between the oldest and the youngest. And what that means is that the way we raise the older children might not be exactly fitting for the younger children. Our older children, they didn't have smartphones, right? They didn't have internet. It was a different generation. Now they're both our children, so they're both one generation, but I'm just giving this an example. Parents, what Rav Kook is going to say, I'll just foreshadow a drop, that parents have to deal with each child as a new generation and roll with the punches. Develop, grow together with your children. And this is the idea. We need a certain gemishut, flexibility, suitability. We have to change ourselves. Sometimes, just for example, in the previous, by our older kids, we were more disciplining. Today, it's more difficult to discipline. And the teachers aren't disciplining. And the principals aren't disciplining. So, of course, I'm not saying don't discipline, but I'm just saying you cannot be the witch.
And the
the elders didn't have elder siblings to lead them astray and to
right. That's also true.
Born into a different family.
Right. That's also an important.
Oh,
okay. I was just going to say, did you hear what Gershon said? So I'll say it again. He said that the younger children, they do have older children who did not have older siblings. You know, the problem of having older siblings in the family who are already teenagers, what's called in Hebrew slang, tipeshesrei, right? The stupid teens. And that can confuse the younger people, the younger children. Bikitsur, these are, Rav Kook is really on the ball here when he's talking about how educators, parents, rabbis, teachers have to deal with, and I'll add another point. Today, the rate of the change of the world used to go very slowly. Today, it goes very quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think I might have mentioned last week, I just heard a hishtalmut. How do you say hishtalmut?
Training course,
For rabbis on artificial intelligence. And the guy who gave it is a rabbi himself, Rav Yonah Goodman. He pointed out that if you think the world changed with a computer, the world is going to change even more this year. Starting this year, artificial intelligence is going to change a lot. It's going to do away with a lot of jobs. It's going to change research. It's going to change Google. By the way, just today, I pointed out to my wife, Google doesn't work anymore. You know, for the last 5-10 years, we've been working on Google. Rabbis also, right? When you want to look up sources, Rabbi Google, Professor Google. It doesn't work anymore. There is so much trash on the internet that you have to be more exact. So when you do a search in Google, you used to be able to put in five words, right? So first you get the ads, and then you get things, the sites where everyone looks for, the popular sites, and I don't have time to go into the third or fourth page. From now on, I have to admit, I'm not yet into it. I have to get used to Bard, B-A-R-D. That's Google's artificial intelligence. And by the way, it is unbelievable. You can type in, please prepare me a packing list for going away to the north for a religious Jewish family. And they will give you a packing list. It just saves some. You can write in, ask for Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah aren't very impressive in English. I just tried it in English because that's what I had on. It's called Bard, B-A-R-D. But it's artificial intelligence. Bikitsur, we're all going to get into it eventually. And you have to know what your kids are going to get into and how they are going to do their papers. And it's all you could just write. Book report on Black Beauty, enter. And you could also ask, please write me a book report on Black Beauty, fitting, suitable to the age of a 10-year-old with several mistakes, so that the teacher won't think I copied this. You just put that in, and it gives you exactly what you want.
Amazing. If someone else types in exactly the same instruction, it comes up with a different one. Yeah. You can't tell they were plagiarized.
It's varied.
Right.
Bikitsur, why do I mention that? Because today's generation is changing in leaps and bounds. We don't even have any idea what the next leap is going to be. It's scary. And I sort of thank God that my youngest now is 18. But we have to grow with our children. That's exactly what Rav Kook is saying. Paragraph Bet. Alkein, hazkenim shetzivyonam kvar nigmar kulo. The elders. Notice Rav Kook is not calling them the righteous, because he's dealing with a problem that they are elders. They're from the previous generation. And even if they're righteous and they fit it and they know the entire and observe the entire Torah, may Aleph Ataf Kola Torah Kula, they don't fit. They're not suited anymore for this young generation. So Hashem has to get rid of them as well. Shitsivyonam Kvar Nigmar Kulo. They have already reached their potential. Now it may be a very high potential. And as we learned, we did this before. I put it on the sheet, Rav Kook and Mamar Ador, page Kuf Yud Aleph.
This is not clear. It's very hard to understand.
Oh. Okay, I'll try and speak clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
The rabbis today may be on a lower are on a lower level than previous generations, but as Rav Kook writes, again, this is source number 5. If we have time, we'll see it. The masses have risen. The way of Hitkatnuta Dorot is the further we get from Sinai, the rabbis go down. But the masses today, they all know how to read and write. They're more learning in yeshivot today than ever before. Knowledge is at our fingertips. So if the rabbis are sinking and the masses are rising, we can now approach. We need to have rabbis who are approachable. And that's what we spoke about last when we learned the Mamar Ador. Now Rav Kook is going to stress a different stress. So he's saying that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Hem kanulem darcheyem shebikdusha b'shleimut gemura uchlula. Again, they did kol haTorah kula. They for their generation, they were perfect. They achieved their potential. Hem einam yecholim b'shum panim, but under no circumstances lishanot et midotehem. They cannot change vadrachatam and the way they lead their students. Kafio toat sorech shel ador hamechudash. There is a new generation. Shehu matchil lifroach besignon chadash. I mentioned in the drasha Friday night that I remember my father was the principal. He was always careful to bring in young, dynamic teachers, but when the teachers were sometimes sick, we had substitutes, old guys who were from Europe. They didn't speak English. They didn't know baseball. They didn't know anything. They were just on a different... And, you know, we used to run circles around them, and we could not relate to them. Their Torah was not relevant to us. That's the way we felt. Now, I have no doubt that they were a lot smarter and wiser than our young, dynamic teachers. But that doesn't help, because you're not listening to them. Like Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, Chochmat HaMisken Bezuya Udvarav Einam Nishmaim. That the wisdom of the loser is scorned and nobody listens to him. So Rav Kook continues, Vitzarich hadracha lefi erko. Every generation, especially this new generation, a generation of revolution, a new start, needs new rabbis. Varifyon hanigbal davka bigdolim sheishlimu et erkam. Davka, great rabbis have a tendency to be traditional and to be conservative with a small c. Now they are the last ones who are going to roll with the punches. They're the last ones who are going to grow with the new generation. They cannot apply or mityaches, how do you say, relate to the new lower generation. It's not just a newer generation, it's also a lower generation. So but they're on a different wavelength. Ma she'en ken, im lo ayu kol kach gemurim b'ma'alatam, v'ayu tzrichim ashlama v'shichlul, davka, Rav Kook is giving an ingenious explanation, that davka, the fact that they had done all the Torah kula, me'alef ad taf, and they were so, they knew their Torah cold, Rav Kook says, for the new generation, davka would have been better if they did not know everything. And that way they could grow together with the younger generation. And by the way, this was a problem even in the Yeshivot Bnei Akiva. At the beginning of the Yeshivot Tichoniot, there were not Zionist rabbis. And all of the Rebbeim, even at Netiv Meir, Nichalim, even Kfar Haroeh, they were from Yeshivat Hebron. They were from the Black Hat Yeshivot. Or at Zion, Rav Drukman, he was the first. That he only brought in religious Zionists. And it also was a little later, because there were already some religious Zionist teachers available. Who were they? There were a Waldman, who was like 24. And Rav Tzvitao, who was also like 25. And when they were really young, so they were the first generation of the religious Zionist teachers. Az haya shichlul shelehem nigmar lefi otam atzrachim shel ador hachadash. If the rabbis would not have been so mushlam, and they would have room to grow, okay, so they would grow together with the young generation and bring them up and relate to them. Maybe I'll already go. In other words, the main point here is very clear. Let's see, Rav Kook in source number 3 relates similarly and in more detail to the problem with the old style yeshiva and why we need a new type of yeshiva. This is in Letters of Rav Kook, letter 164. He says, we have to la'abed et ha'yesod amiti hazeh la'roto biyad rama v'komaz kufa. We have to present the Torah with an up straight back, with a proud new, again, he's talking about starting a new type of yeshiva in Yafo, where they're going to speak in Hebrew, and they're going to teach Tanakh, and they're going to do Tiulim to learn Eretz Yisrael, and it is a totally new type of yeshiva. Bigdula vahod, with majesty, with respect. Zoti avodatenu avodat chachmei emet, yirei Hashem biyira pnimit. Those who know philosophy, those who know Kabbalah, those who know to look inside the new generation, she'ina nigu'a besigim shel yira psula. Notice Rav Kook is using the exact same term, that dross, right? He says, the new generation doesn't have the dross of yira psula. What is yira psula? We had an entire class on this a couple years ago, where Rav Kook says that when mankind, or just like the individual, is immature, you threaten them with punishments. The world is not interested in punishments anymore. You can't say you're going to go to hell, because they don't believe in hell, and they don't care about hell. And that is the lower level of Yira. Rav Kook writes in Ma'amar Ador that this generation is not capable, we have it in Source 5, we don't have time to see it, is not capable of doing tshuva out of fear, but is very capable of doing tshuva out of ahava, out of love of Torah and love of Hashem, of identifying with God. Chitzonit u'mashpelet ruach u'neshama, this lower form of old-fashioned Torah, this old-fashioned Judaism, which is based on fear, all right, especially today, with the younger kids, everybody knows from their children, Bali, lo Bali, I feel like this, I don't feel like that, they are only going to be religious if religion speaks to them, right? We can't change society. Sure. And if you believe that Hashem is the one who runs the world, this is where he wants us. He wants us, as Rav Kook writes in Ma'amar Ador, to observe Torah mitzvot out of identification. I identify with the Torah, not just because I'm fear what my father is going to say, or I'm fear of going to hell. It's a totally different mindset. Otama ha-yodim liten godel elokeinu. We need rabbis and a new type of yeshiva which will give godel, which will give greatness to Hashem. That people should respect Hashem and be in awe. That's positive yirah, is to be in awe of God and not just to be scared of Him. Be'emet uviyosher levav. That is a Kiddush Hashem. The whole concept of Kiddush Hashem is to look up to Torah. That's what we need in today's rabbis and today's yeshivot. Va'al zeh tzrichim anu la'achil b'yesod shel sifrut chadash yashan. We need new, old Sfarim. Sfarim that speak to Rav Kook's books. Today it has to be a little more modern and a little less complicated, right, Rav Yisrael Hess, Rav Zev Karov, Rav Chagai London today, he's a big, right, he's translating Rav Kook into easy Hebrew. We have to have a new type of literature. Shelo yifne ala yashan oref, because if we just present the old black and white, old-fashioned books, they are going to turn their back on the Torah, the young people. Kim yizdayen im achadash. They have to have the weapons of all of modernism. Ladat et kol omek hatov shel hayashan. And that way they can appreciate all of the goodness of the ancient Torah, of the ancient tradition. We're not cutting off from the ancient tradition. We just want to have to. We have no choice but to present it in a new and modern and appealing and relevant way. Ve'echa chadash holech imo umashlimo tamid. We have to show how the new is constantly renovating the Torah. V'talmidim vatikim yagdilu Torah v'yadiru alach yot ruach Yisrael. Here's the other key word. To revive the spirit, a living Torah. V'litein kavod v'od la'admata nivuah. Right? This is the new generation who are pioneers. And they want to serve in the army. And they want to work the land. Asher shameh v'areh yirafu adei ad tal chayim. Do of life. Davka la'ama margish et kesher nishmato betocha v'lo la'am acher. This generation clearly differentiates between Galut and Israel. And they are not ready for Galut anymore. And I think our recording is up, but our oral recording is continuing. Hasechel ha-Yisraeli yitromem. Varegesh hachai shelo yitorer leumato bechom lo oz chayim. The logic and the emotion. Rav Kook is saying we have to deepen, also deepen logic, also deepen emotion by connecting with philosophy, connecting with Tanakh, with Kabbalah, Musar. Hagvura maasit liyased vilintoa. This is a generation that is full of strength, gvura ma'asit, who builds, who plants, who constructs. Ulishachleleta ko bechaye goy etan al admato kemi kedem. We are ready to return to the heroes of the Tanakh, where all the heroes of the Tanakh, they were religious Zionists. They all worked the land, and they all served in the army, and they all spoke Hebrew, and they were all dynamic, and they were political leaders, military leaders, titorer bezera Hashem. This is awakening. Asher takiru v'teda lashuv elav be'ava ve'akaram le'a tnuva v'chayim. Again, the key word here is chayim, a generation full of life. Shirim chayim nivrau. We have new songs have been composed, new poems have been written. Mle'e oz Elohim, with the strength of God. Who runs the world? If you believe that God runs the world, it's God who is bringing this new generation to have that strength. And by the way, Rav Kook, in Ma'amar Ador, on the last Mishnah Masechet Sota that we learned, that says that HaChutzpah Yizkeh, the part of the generation of the Sabras, is going to be Chutzpah. And it's not all negative. They are daring. And that's the Chutzpah that declared the state of Israel. And that's the Chutzpah that staged a preemptive strike in the Six-Day War. And that's the chutzpah that turned around and invaded to conquer Cairo while the Egyptians were conquering the Sinai, and we brought them down on their knees. And that's the chutzpah which makes Israeli high-tech succeed. This is a generation with a lot of kochot. And we need parents, and we need rabbis, educators, suitable. Uvisadocha kultura chadasha. They are full of new culture. Today, Rav Kook would say it would be movies and fashions and music. But again, not the movies and fashions that are coming out of Hollywood, but this is a nation that wants to live. And this is how we're supposed to be in Or LaGoyim, how we are supposed to influence the world with all of that Jewish culture from the Jewish movie producers and Jewish musicians and Jewish clothes designers, but not from Hollywood, but their grandchildren will be doing so from Yerushalayim, where we have the home court advantage. Ume'ira yifru v'yalu, yatfu bar v'yitru waf yashiru. It is a singing generation. It is a happy generation. And here's the punchline. I'm sure, I hope you've heard it. Hayashan yitchadesh v'chadash yitkadesh. The new, I'm sorry, the old will be renewed, and the new will become holy. Sounds nicer in Hebrew. By the way, an author, he's just put out a book. He asked me a couple of months ago, he just published a book, what is the context of this phrase? Everybody knows this phrase, but don't know the context. Rav Kook is talking about the context that we have to renew the old Torah to make it relevant, and we have to take the new and make it holy.
A burning torch on Zion.
Yeah. Umeshachlele habinyan. I know we're not on.
Oh, you're not.
We're recording.
Oh, I
know. Umeshachlele habinyan hanoteya vhaneta vhanizra. A generation again which builds, which plants, which taasiya makes. How do you say taasiya?
Industry.
Vhamischarim, modern economy. Right? This is a generation which will build Chomot Vechel Yisrael, which will build the walls and the strength of the new and modern and eternal Torah. Ruach Hadat HaNilchatz VeHamerutzatz, that old-fashioned religion, which is weak, Asher Hushgar BeEuropa HaNotzrit UveAsia Muslimenit, they unfortunately are influenced by the religions around them. The Ashkenazim are unfortunately influenced by Christianity. Christianity is not a happy religion. And the people who can't get married and can't work for a living, that's not the living Torah, where they warped Judaism. And those who were galut in the Christian countries, their Judaism was warped by this external influence. The same thing, unfortunately, in the Muslim countries, who were warped by Islam. Let's finish off with Igeret Kuf Mem Vav, source number 4, where Rav Kook goes a little more into detail. You see in the bold letters that the young generation cannot stand a signon vetatchunot shel chanichei yishuv hayashan. The old-fashioned yeshivas, what's today called the Haredi world, the new generation cannot stand it. They can't relate to that Torah. V'zeu davar ha-mekif, lorket kalei ha-olam ha-mo'asim b'torah v'mitzvot. This isn't just referring to those rebels who they just don't want to be religious. They just want to smoke on Shabbat and go to the beach, right? We're not talking about them. Ki im gam chelik gadol mi'ahagunim bnei Torah, even serious bnei Torah who have the yirat shamayim, hatnua chaya shel yishuv hachadash, the dynamics of the new yishuv, right? The chalutzim, chedvat hachayim, the happiness of life, ve'ometz halev, the strength of the heart, bravery, harchavat hadat ve'gavat haloum, proud of their nationalism. Intellectual, hashorer bekerav yeshuva chadash lo yichola laset et agava kafuf. They cannot stand, and they will not stand the hunched over back, et hapanim atzmukot vatzuvot, the unhappy faces, hamefikot pachad umorach lev, which mishader, which transmit fear and miskinut, nebuchness. How do you say? Losers.
Yeah.
Et einayim ato'ot amarot yeush. The old-fashioned yeshivas, they show yeush. V'sinat ha-chayim, they hate life. Right? Why are they not healthy? Why don't they do sport? Why don't they make the most out of the modern world? Even things like learning mathematics. Halbasha ha-zara mizrachit, the Eastern way of dressing. Rav Kook might be referring to Eastern European, right, the Hasidic. Yeah. It might be to the Sfaradim, who were still dressed in their, the religious, many where they were still dressed in their robes, and right? Lo yuchlu liyot mitkaplim belo zav bekerev hayishuv hachadash. There is not an ice cube's chance in hell that the old-fashioned Torah of the Haredi and Galuti yeshivot will speak to the modern generation. And it's good that it doesn't, because Rav Kook is saying we are now ready for a new and more dynamic, a higher Torah. And I'll just finish off with an important he'ara. That's something that I've noticed going around even within religious Zionist yeshivot. You'll see that there are more and more people who are wearing black velvet kippot, as if there is an inferiority complex that they want to be like the Haredi yeshivot, like the Galuti yeshivot. Some of them even daven in Yiddish with a Yiddish accent. Some of them, I actually heard, last week on Lag BaOmer, I heard little kids with long payas and with gardels, talking to each other, using terms in Yiddish, as if it makes them more frum, as it makes them more religious. And Rav Kook is saying, this is going to turn people off. It might even turn those kids off when they get older. Not only that, these kids, I was talking with Rav Yitzchak Sommer about this also. He says, this type of yeshiva boy is not going to be mefakid pluga in the army. When we want to raise a generation who is running the army, according to halacha, with religious Zionist high-tech people and religious Zionist officers, these people, they call them in, there's a slang word, tzurl. Have you heard that term? Tzadik veralo. Mm-hmm. Right, there are these kids who daven in yeshiva and they're just not happy. They get so, you could see on their faces, they don't look happy when they're davening. You know, it's good that they have kavana, but do it happily. Because, you know what? They themselves, it might be okay for them. But that is not going to bring the Torah to the broad generation. It's not going to bring Torah to the modern world, to the Zionist world, to the dynamic world. And Rav Kook is saying that it's going to be chaval, and I'm saying, because Rav Kook did not see all the Hesder Yeshivot that we have today, all the Mechinot Kedam Tzvayot that we have today, he didn't see them. But Rav Kook, without a doubt, would say it's chaval to revert, to slide back to the old-fashioned yeshivot if we have a new type of yeshiva, which is a lively, dynamic. Maybe I'll just finish with the classic example. Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook was enamored with Rav Hanan Porat. The idea of a young Israeli who served in the Tzanchanim and the paratroopers, who spoke a beautiful Hebrew, who wrote poetry, who was a genius in Gemara and in philosophy and in Musar. He was a politician. He was a member of Knesset. He was a kibbutznik. He built Gush Etzion. He is the one who built Yehuda Vishomron more than any other single person. That, Rav Tzvi Yehuda saw, is the Ben Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That is the type of children that we should want to raise. And that is the type of yeshivot that we should continue producing. And chas v'shalom, if we slide back and revert to just being a poor copy of the Haredim. You want to be a Haredi, they have problems in their yeshivot. They also are less Zionist, they're also less in the army, they're also less settling the land of Israel, and they definitely are not connected with the culture that Rav Kook is talking about that has to be connected with the Torah. This is the Torah of the Geulah. What it says in the Targum on the Pasuk, Ushavte mayim besason mimayne ha-yeshua, the Targum is, we should draw water from the Torah of redemption. This is the Torah of redemption. And the last thing we should do is to revert and slide back to be galuti.